Hello, I'm Sarah Sexton, a tech evangelist from Microsoft Chicago, and I want to show you a project I've been working on. I built a bot that calls a recurrent neural network, or RNN, in the backend. It all started with this idea I had to generate game title ideas. It started with this JavaScript application I built, you see here, that could randomly generate video game genres, for example, a strategy game where you unite dragons to live forever. And the spinning animation gives you the illusion of randomizing the genre of the video game idea you're creating. I wanted to take this a step further by providing more random text generation using Torch RNN, run in a Linux VM on Azure, hosted online with a Node.js server, outputting the text online with a web API that called that newly generated text using the Microsoft Bot Framework Web Chat Bot. I have lovingly dubbed this project Operation Cobra. Using Microsoft Azure App Services, we created an RNN bot app service that you could access at rnnbot.azurewebsites.net. This web app is currently stopped because this requires a functioning Azure subscription. All of the code is available on github.com/operationcobra/rnnbot. Here you can see that we are using the Restify bot builder and request node modules along with child process to make web API calls to interact with the RNN hosted in the backend. Some of our code was also available in VSTS. The server.js and shell.js files are older code, but they still work. Here you can see the use of the child process node module for the Docker run command line interface. I also created an Azure Container Registry to store a Docker container image of Torch RNN. An Azure Container Registry, or ACR, allows for the use of open source Docker command line interfaces, and it keeps the container images near deployments to reduce latency and costs. So, taking my idea of video game genres, generating new video game titles, I ran with this idea because I wanted to build an easy-to-follow walkthrough for anybody using Windows 10. For newbies, setting up and using a terminal can be scary, so we wanted to make it easy to play with artificial intelligence by using Docker Hub and GitHub. Taking it a step further to make it even more easy to use, we wanted to connect with the Microsoft Bot Framework chatbot built in Node.js. Here's an architecture diagram of what bots do. The bot web service talks through the bot builder SDK to the bot connector service, and then outputs a conversation to the web chat channel. The RNN bot architecture looks a little something like this. There is a trained image of my RNN sitting in Docker Hubs, powered by Torch. The training model contains a dataset of the entire collective works of Shakespeare as a default example. In previous tests, we also fed it large datasets full of startup names and baby names to give it more examples to play with. Then everything talks to each other through web APIs, direct line APIs, web apps, and the bot framework talks through Lewis to interact with natural language processing. I uploaded my public repository to Docker, where you can also pull it down and use it on Docker Hubs. Here is an output sample of what the bot eventually looks like. If you input baby name, then the RNN bot will generate, in all capitals, some examples of female baby names. And these have been completely randomly generated character by character, so not all of them make sense, but some of them do sound like real names. If you ask for a quote, it generates text that looks like Shakespeare wrote in one of his plays. And if you ask for a startup name, it can give you examples that have been randomly generated from a large dataset full of real startup names. This is what the working bot looked like at rnnbot.azurewebsites.net. My next goals are to spread knowledge about this project and create an easy way to reproduce this via a workshop teaching others how to use recurrent neural networks and access them through REST APIs. Thank you for your time.